B1049, it is a Friday morning time for our Pet of the Week, and Dolores from the Humane Society of Portage County is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Another great week.
Yeah, yay. Made it to the weekend, and we've got our Pet of the Week, and this time around, we've been talking about dogs, but we've got a cat now.
Yes, we do, and he's a very cool cat, you know, and he's earned his stripes, or stars, I should say. His name is Admiral Halsey.
All right.
You know, and this is, a lot of older people will know who this, mm-hmm. this refers to. Oh. And, but, oh, he is such a cool guy. He's an adult cat, good-sized boy, you know, gray and white, short hair, just a cool cat, you know. I really just love the guy. He just walks around like I am the Admiral.
Well, he is. He's the Admiral. So.
He's really, really a nice boy, you know. So I encourage anybody out there, you know, if you're looking for an adult cat, which we have a lot of, you
okay.
know. So, and we've got a lot of great ones, too, like Admiral. Go online, fill out an application. We then get a hold of you for you to come in for an appointment. And again, the appointments are so nice now because it gives you more time to be with the cat or dog that you want to adopt. You know, instead of having 20 people around, because it's a tight area, if you mm-hmm. will, you know, this way you get a lot of alone time with your pet to see if you two can really make a deal with each other,
right.
you know, and this is really great for the animals too, because they're not stressed out as much either.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That really must help, because that is stressful on the pets.
It truly is very, very stressful when you've got all kinds of people walking around, tapping on windows, you know, and then you have kids coming in, you know, and laughing and everything, and you can't get enough of quality time with mm-hmm. the future pet that you want to adopt. Works out so well for all the animals and the future adopters.
So just go online and you can fill it out, and then you'll be contacted.
Fill it out, you know, and Halsey, like all of our pets, has been neutered. He's up to date on all his vaccinations, and he does have that microchip.
So if you want a cat, Admiral Halsey, I think that name should stick. That would be a great
name. I know. I just call him Halsey,
yeah.
you know, but he is so cool. He is so cool. I do need to interject right now. Kitten season has started.
Mm-hmm.
We need kitten food.
Okay.
Desperately. Yeah, we need kitten food for all of our future little ones coming up up the line and all, too. So I encourage anybody, if you can't adopt, or even if you do adopt, please, if you can make a donation of kitten food, that would be awesome. Either Iams or Purina are two wonderful brands that we work with, and you can buy them anywhere. You know, mm-hmm. that's the nice thing. We try and work with foods that you can purchase anywhere,
right?
And all too. So, if you can, please come on over. We have a drop box in the front of the building. You can just come up to the building and drop it there. Either kitten food, or we need clay litter too.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully we'll help you out on that end as well. But before I let you go, one more time, our Pet of the Week is.
My Admiral Halsey, a gorgeous short hair, gray and white cat.
All right. Well, thank you, Dolores. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday for our Pet Tip of the Week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK. And thank you, Muzzy Broadcasting.